This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Syrian Girl, because there's a war on for your mind. You made so many amazing points today. You got to join us again sooner as we track what's happening in Australia and across the world. But just big picture, what else would you like to tell the viewers who just love what you're doing?
Well, thank you so much again. I want to talk about, just to give you a picture of what's going on here a little bit again. We have, one of the mandates is that you're not allowed to buy alcohol. So you're not allowed to go into a store, an alcohol shop, and buy alcohol. However, there's a supermarket called Aldi's here that also sells alcohol. You can go into the supermarket as an unvaccinated person and get, and this happened to, like, as I witnessed this today. You can go into the shop, you can grab whatever food you want, but if you go to the checkout and you've got alcohol, they will refuse to serve you to purchase that alcohol. So how does that prevent the virus from spreading?
They admit it's a punishment. It's getting everybody used to the mark of the beast, the holy grail of control.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's not about science, and yet they keep trying to use science as a shield. I feel like they're degrading the entire idea of science. The fact that the vaccine is obviously admitted doesn't stop the spread. The head of our state here, the premier, he actually said getting two jabs is only 4% effective against getting the coronavirus. So you've got to get the third jab. They call it the jab here. I don't know.
I meant to ask you, as a chemist and a former Pfizer employee, watching all the data come out on the deaths and the disease, what do you think is really going on here?
I don't even think that we're getting all of the data yet. I have heard, although I have no confirmation of this, that there are some batches that are different than others. The batches are all mixed in one vat and then they're filled and then, you know, they're tested afterwards. But I don't know. I've heard some batches cause more side effects than others, and some batches maybe just like mild.
Well, sure. And they're not following the regular protocols of past production. I know you worked in it and they used to, though. They've been very secretive.
Yes, exactly. So we really have no idea. I can't tell you what's going on. But in terms of the side effects, you know, they themselves, they pulled AstraZeneca from the market. So it's like, it's rather that they admit that there's side effects, but they're basically saying that the virus is so bad that it's worth it. Well, here in Australia, the virus has a mortality rate of 0.1% or less, if I understand. So there's no, I mean, especially because of it's Omicron, and we're not allowed to say this anymore. We're not allowed to say that a coronavirus mutates and natural selection deems that the weaker strains are the ones that spread. Because the weaker strains are the ones that people don't know that they have. They walk around, they spread it. Naturally, when you have mutations, you're very likely going to get weaker and weaker strains. When we get an even weaker strain than Omicron, the British, they even said like 40% of colds in the UK right now are going to be Omicron. So I wonder if they're going to be able to push this digital ID stuff before it becomes obvious to everyone that this is a joke. That is the question. Of course, I just got a tweet, a telegram message that we are having a convoy here in my state. And I want to plug again, the police here, some of them have refused to do the bidding of the World Economic Forum, and they are suing the government. They do have
same thing in Canada and a bunch of places. We had a bunch of first responders block the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday. So, again, they're trying to purge the police and military and good people with these shots. The police and military are not our enemy. It is the globalists on top of the policies that are. And just like Syria defeated Al-Qaeda and the globalists, Syrian Girl, I believe humanity will defeat this right now together.
Well, we have you on our side, so you're one of the strongest cards against them, and keep doing what you do.
Well, Syrian girl, we got you, and we love you. Come back on all the shows soon. Talk to us again, and God bless you. Give us an update in a week if you can do it. Thank you. All right, Jay Dyer takes over. I got a few other things to hit. Straight ahead. Thank you, Syrian girl.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've got a new term for the deep state Democrats. They really are murderous comedians. I mean, they've got control of the law enforcement, the government, the bureaucracy, the prisons, the AI, all of it, and it's the Democrats that got double, along with Republicans, double and triple jail time for black people that smoke crack. But white people with regular cocaine, the same amount, wouldn't get in trouble, basically. You'd get a 30, 40-year sentence first time for crack. You'd get probation for cocaine. The CIA created the crack recipe, put it on the street. That was declassified in 1996, 1997 C-SPAN hearings with the CIA inspector general admitting it. But here's then-Senator Biden, now puppet president, talking about crack. Then we've got his son on crack in the recordings, at the time smoking crack, and then later smoking crack, and recently smoking crack, and guns illegally, and being a Chinese agent, and being on the Ukraine payroll, and the Russian payroll. That's all okay. Then why am I raising this? Yes, it's a real story. Covered it 3 days ago. Families called me, neighbors, people at stores. They go, is it true? They're handing out crack pipes. They're not just doing that to fight racism. They're giving them to black people. I mean, can you imagine the black folks working this place? I walk about, you're black. You need a crack pipe. I mean, that'd be crazy if I walk with a watermelon. Hey, you're black. You want a watermelon? I mean, you people, it's just, I mean, folks, these people are nuts, man. They send convicted pedophiles to schools to have to sit on their lap. I mean, I ought to try that. I ought to just drive some area, see a black guy pull over. Hey, I got a crack pipe for you. I love you. I'm Joe Biden. Joe Biden's delivering. I mean, what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't even laugh at this. $30 million in crack pipes as part of a racial equity fund delivered to black people. White people, you don't get a crack pipe. I shouldn't laugh. Here's a clip.
Hey. Piece of crack cocaine, no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.25. We passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others, a law that says if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail.
He wants it all for himself.
Judge doesn't have a choice. Under our forfeiture statutes, the government can, take everything you own. Everything from your car to your house, your bank account, not merely what they confiscate in terms of the dollars from the transaction that you just got caught engaging in. They can take everything. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. They are in jail. away from my mother, your husband, our families. So I want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street.
But not Hunter. He gets to sell paintings for $5 million. The Chinese is a payoff. It's all part of the sick joke. And, of course, you know, Biden smokes crack. Biden screws little kids. Both, all of them. It's literally a pedophile family. It's all come out. So that's, I mean, you're like, well, these people are nuts. Yeah, they're freaking pedophiles. I mean, you know, they screw little kids. I mean, they're crackheads. I mean, yeah. I'm like, why would a crackhead put other crackheads in jail? Because they get money off of it. That's why. These are demons. Here's Tucker Carlson last night talking about it.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. We've got news for you this evening. Joe Biden, the president, has announced another piece of his highly promoted equity agenda. That's the government-wide effort to improve the lives of African Americans. You may recall that on his first day in office more than a year ago, the new president explained that equity will require determination and creativity. And this week he proved that's true. Joe Biden's latest idea is to pay black people to smoke more crack. Going forward, the administration will send at least $30 million in tax money to nonprofits and local governments so they can purchase, quote, safe smoking kits and supplies. According to HHS, these kits will contain Joe Biden-approved pipes that will allow beneficiaries of the equity agenda to smoke crack cocaine as well as crystal meth. Some say it's about time. Soros-aligned NGOs have long complained that marginalized groups in this country don't have adequate access to illegal narcotics or the tools to use them. With this new program, Joe Biden will finally close the crack gap. For too long in America, quality crack pipes have been the domain of rich white men like so much else. Here's the president's son, for example, smoking crack in bed at the Four Seasons. You'll notice the beautifully designed custom crack pipe, its cooling bowl nestled in the high thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. When Hunter Biden smokes crack, he does it in style. But not everyone in this country is so fortunate. Try to toast some rock in West Baltimore sometime. You may have to make the pipe yourself from tin foil or a broken car antenna. Our inner cities are pipe deserts.
But by the way, you still get the prison sentence for the crack. We give you crack pipes. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, if you look into it, I'm sure one of them gets a kickback from the $30 million in crack pipes. I mean, that just came out with the whole China situation and the Olympics, and they're getting a bunch of money out of all that. Here's the last thing I'm going to hit. I'm just blown away right now. Sorry. That's just unbelievable. Here's the last thing I'm going to hit ahead of Jay Dyer taking over here in just a few minutes. This is growth of climate therapy for eco-anxiety labeled rational by New York Times. Paul Watson wrote an article about it and pointed out people are committing suicide en masse. They're totally depressed because they believe the end of the world's coming. But, you know, they're believing their leaders. There's a broken social compact here, a social agreement. The social construct. And they really believe when world leaders tell them the world's ending, it is, so they're scared. So I get it. We can blame and make fun of the left. They hand out Plato at college and construction paper. If someone gets upset, they have little short tables in the dean's office everywhere. And they come and pretend to be children. Obviously, it's mass mental illness. But they are teaching children the world's ending, so is it any surprise they turn into basket cases? Here's an example of it.
Now to a dire warning about climate change.
A dire warning.
A dire warning.
A dire warning.
Dire new warning.
Dire warning.
Another dire warning.
The situation is dire.
A dire warning.
Dire consequences.
A dire warning.
It sounds dire. What prompted this warning?
We have a global emergency.
It's here, it's man-made, and there are going to be dire results.
The government issued its most dramatic report yet about climate change today, and it came with a dire warning.
A stark warning.
A warning to humanity.
An existential threat to human civilization on this planet.
Experts say that we have until 2030 to avoid catastrophe.
And we, the scientists also tell us, have 12 years in which to answer that question. 12 years in which to act.
The world is going to end in 12
12 years if we don't address climate change.
We have 12 years to turn this around.
By the year 2030, that's just 12 years from now.
The future is closer than we think and is not good.
There will be irreversible damage to the planet.
Time is running out to prevent global warming from reaching a catastrophic milestone.
Sea levels rising.
Extreme droughts.
Severe storms.
Widespread fires and extreme flooding.
Dangerous heat waves.
Rising sea levels and forcing millions from their homes.
Crop failure and mass population movements.
As well as food shortages.
Millions around the world face future disaster.
Pretty serious.
People are dying.
President Trump has frequently doubted its existence and has called it a hoax.
I don't believe it.
Now, they're showing that to elementary school students for the last 15 years. Now they're adults. Now they're mental patients. Well, let's not blame them. Let's blame the criminals that lied to them and said by 2017, we'd have the sea levels up 15 feet in New York underwater while the Clintons, everybody buy beachfront property with Obama. This is brainwashing, but they're turning the food off with the COVID lockdowns and the chain reactions that is already killing 40-plus million people. And towards 2030, we'll depopulate if it continues. Thank God we're starting to push them back. But this is a war of inches. And that's why I need you all to share the articles and the videos and the info. And to keep doing it, you're doing a great job. You're our only hope. If you don't do it, nobody will. InfoWars has been so effective thanks to you. So please spread the word about the articles and videos. And please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You've only got three more days, 2.5 days, to get 25% on the highest quality food, affordable food, ready to ship to beat inflation and be prepared. PrepareWithAlex.com. PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today we're going to lecture through another one of the global elite texts that we have not really covered yet, and it's really important because it was written in 2006, and it's written by the guy who's known as the Kissinger of France. His name is Jacques Attali, and his book is A Brief History of the Future. So he's one of the architects of the modern war on terror, plays a really important role in globalism in the realm of European politics. And so in this 2006 book, he wrote about projections for the next few decades, where we would be in 2020, 2030, and 2050. It's one of the most important global elite texts of recent note that I can recall for how many accurate predictions and discussions this book has. Now, he says back in the early chapters of this book in 2006 that to understand where we're going in the fourth industrial revolution, using some of the same ideology and terminology of Klaus Schwab in his 2018 book, Attali says that we have to look back to understand the progress of history in terms of the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, and how they really prepared the way for the corporate global model that we're going into now, that's kind of coming live as a result of CUFID and all the nonsense of the last few years. And what was interesting about these forms of these corporations is that they're the first kind of instances, you could argue the Vatican is an earlier version of this, of corporate governance, a private entity not accountable to anyone else, even less accountable than a king, is what we have with these private corporations. And so private corporations are not in any sense subject to public oversight or inquiry. He notes that the East India companies, they actually gave rise to the corporate control of every area of life. He uses examples like Henry Ford, the rise of the engine, and how that revolutionized society, put us into the rise of the machines, you could say. And the last industrial revolution, he says, is what prepares the way for the coming industrial revolution, the fourth one, which is the Great Reset. So there you can see, of course, he's definitely in the circles of the World Economic Forum. He's in the Klaus circles for sure. And one thing that he says that technology would do is create an atomized society. He says that technology will give rise to what he calls nomadic objects. That is, objects like this right here, right? The cell phone is a nomadic object. And he says what the cell phone would do when this proliferates. Remember, he's writing this in 2006, 2005, before cell phones had become basically omnipresent. He says that many tech, miniature devices, portable devices, wearables, etc., will revolutionize society to the extent that we will no longer need or have the traditional human-to-human connections. So although technology can be a wonderful thing that makes life a lot easier, even back then, they were discussing how this would be a weapon, how we could weaponize these things to make people detach from their heritage, from their roots, from their tradition. And the internet and cell phone technology would be weaponized precisely in that way. He says that the rise of the internet coming out of DARPA, coming out of CERN, coming out of MIT, would totally change society. We would never go back to the way that we were before. And he says that this liberalism is a liberalism that ultimately is revolutionary in a destructive sense. Now, again, the point here is not to say that technology is inherently bad or that capitalism is inherently bad in terms of owning your business or property or whatever. But he says that we could revolutionize and weaponize all of these technologies and these ideologies to destroy the existing order, to bring forth from like a phoenix from the ashes a new order. And he mentions giant mega cities, things like L.A., D.C. He says the future will be super gigantic, super mega cities where people will be forced into these cities. This is within pages, the first 100 pages. He says by 2025 to 2040, he says China will become a new superpower that will be the model for the gigantic mega cities, like the cities that we see in China, the gigantic, you know, high rises, the people stacked into the apartment buildings and whatnot. He says this is what is going to be the future, where you'll be forced into these mega cities that will eventually be smart cities. And he says the only way that we're going to have these mega cities, as he mentions this on pages 118, 119, is if we can first inculcate people with nomadic devices such that they are detached from their roots. So the rootless consumer will be much more malleable, much more able to be engineered into living in the gigantic megacities. And this process is going to take many decades, he says, but eventually the rootless consumer who's packed into the megacities, yeah, exactly like the movie Dread, where the people living in gigantic high-rises like peach trees, right? And everybody's each high-rise is run by a different organized crime syndicate that sells everybody drugs in that high-rise, right? He says that everybody will be packed into coffin apartments. He actually says this. He says the advantages of this will be that the rootless consumers, the rootless bug men, will consume their way into giant high rises where everybody can just basically have sex and live in their coon pods. Again, I'm not joking. He says this on pages 120 to 125. He says that there will be some kind of universal basic income doled out to people where they will willingly accept this because they won't have to worry about, you know, finding some job and making some minimum wage income. He says that crucial to this will be 5G, and 5G going global will allow by 2030 everyone to be packed into the megacities, living in their coon pods, getting a UBI and basically just watching Netflix or watching something on the metaverse or whatever. And I know that people have thought that this is outlandish. You know, we've talked about this for many, many years. Alex has talked about it for at least 25, 30 years or so. I've talked about this since 2004 or 5 because many movies were actually showing us this, preparing us for The Matrix. Tiny living. All of that is being promoted to promote the idea of austerity, you not having your own business, you not building anything, having a family, none of that. You will be a rootless consumer controlled by the base passions, controlled by eating the bugs and living in the coon pod at night. Another interesting element is he predicted back in 2006, he says the next phase to come would be global live streaming. Now, again, nothing inherently wrong with having live streams. We do live streams all the time at my channel. But the point is that he says that what live streaming will do is take over entertainment. So he's literally talking about, yeah, what you see in that classic Black Mirror episode where you're stuck in a little pod. You can't turn off the pop-ups and the ads that constantly come at you. You have to, you know, generate some kind of UBI on the basis of, you know, scrolling through ads or who knows what. You know, clicking pop-ups is going to be how you make a living in the future. I don't know. But he says that this will be connected to the gamification of society. And once everything is gamified, then everyone will be on this universal basic income. And they will not have any incentives anymore to have children or offspring. Literally, the next chapter is that, where he talks about how this will give mass depopulation the incentive that's needed, where people themselves will not want to have offspring or have families. So this is what is a great book for showing this is an overall plan. Everything that's happening that rolls out every decade is part of this overall plan. This book was written in 2006. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to see more directly from...
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Free speech-based platform. You can find all of my videos here as well at Alex's site. And I want to go back to what we were seeing in Jacques Attali's famous book from 2006, Brief History of the Future, where he's showing what the global elite have outlined for us in this dystopian future. And it literally gets explicitly dystopian because we're only halfway into the book and he's already talking about the mass movements of populations into various areas as a form of reengineering those societies to create, he says, ultimately in the world, 30 major population center megacities. So the idea is to get rid of nation states, to get rid of countries, and integrate them into 30 different megacity regions. The megacities will be controlled by ultimately things like AI in a top-down way, and the algorithms will run and control everything, down to whether you can have this much kibble in your bowl, whether you can have this much electricity that week, whether you're allowed to do this or that. And if you say the wrong naughty words, you will, of course, not get your UBI. So people are going to sign on to this thinking that this is some kind of free ride. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. It's going to be like in Blade Runner, the original Blade Runner, the gigantic mega city hellhole where everybody's living in slums and it's a nightmare. But everybody was duped into this because they were going to get, they thought, free income, UBI, and I could just lay around and watch porn all day. No, mass immigration, he says, will be a weapon to totally reengineer all regions such that there will be nothing but the identity that you have via your consumer choices that are given to you via the pop culture. He says that we have to do this because we need a mass depopulation due to the greenhouse gases and too many life forms that are eating up all of the precious resources and the carbon. There's too much carbon, right? Carbon, of course, is the basis of life, but pollution and not enough resources, he says, is going to have to result in this mass depop exercise. So between 2030 to 2050 is the key time when they have to bring down the population on a mass scale. He says that it's a race against time. All the global elite have the same pattern here, the same fear-mongering about it's a race against time, it's a crisis. So if we don't kill everybody right now, then humanity will not survive. Of course, this is all a ploy, it's all a lie, it's all a scam. Scams within scams. But it's amazing how many people, especially amongst Gen Z and millennials, are buying into the tiny living and into the scam. And they believe the carbon climate crap. That's why now the narrative about the COVID has shifted to climate lockdowns. That's what they've been pushing. Climate lockdowns are necessary because humans are using up all the resources. And the whole goal behind pushing people into the megacities is precisely to give the impression that there's not enough space, there's not enough resources. When everybody's packed into gigantic megacities, he says 30 megacities across the globe, it will be all the more easier to convince those people that there's not enough resources and there's too many humans. Even though the planet is gigantic, there's plenty of space for more and more humans. But this corporate control and restructuring of cities and city planning, getting rid of the nation state, getting rid of the older models of governance and local government, gives the impression and gives these centralized entities the power to shut off your energy, shut off your water, shut off your resources. We're already getting the inklings of this and the threats of this, like we're being held hostage when Klaus talks about we will shut off the internet, right? There will be an end to the internet. There'll be an end of the power. The power grid is going to go down. All these warnings and threats all relate to this one plan. It is all one single coordinated plan. He says by 2025, the U.S. will be in such a decline that there will be no jobs. There will be no opportunities. There will be no upward mobility. That's what he says. He says there will be a new migration such that the United States will completely reorganize and the United States will lose its self-identity and its whole history and ethos. So it won't be known as this country of freedom, free enterprise, free speech, constitution, rule of law, etc. All of that will collapse. And he speculates that the new centers, the globalists have proposed various central cities for the new reconstituted, collapsed United States. It will either be Los Angeles or something like Atlanta. They propose different cities at different times. And he says that essentially capitalism will, from within, eat itself, monopoly capitalism that these guys run and control, and there will be an intentional collapse. He says that it's going to collapse, and they want it to collapse because this will give rise to, get this, the future wave of the planetary empire. I'm not joking. That's the name of this chapter, the future wave of the planetary empire. And he says that philosophers and thinkers like Francis Fukuyama have predicted that we are at the end of history, and the end of history is the collapse and the end of the so-called democratic order that emerges out of the 20th century, which now gives rise, as it was intended to the new global order of the technocracy. This is where the book gets really, really wild, just like in Klaus's books. By the end is where they get really interesting. Atali's book towards the second half says 2050 will be the deconstruction of all nation states. All nation states by 2050 will be gone, deconstructed. There might be some husk of a thing that exists known as this or that country or that nation state, but they are fully integrated into the global governance, he says. He says that the global middle class will eventually give rise to global democracy, or what he calls hyper-democracy. So notice that democracy is all part of the scam, promoting the idea that you make your decisions, you're your own god, which it's not really, right? It's not really democracy, it's not really you doing this, but that is a selling point, a marketing point that they use, and they're going to, I'm not kidding, they're going to sell this total top-down technocracy as the democratic technocracy, right? It'll be the people's AI government or something, right? And people will buy into it because it's just named the people's government. He says that the New World Order comes out of the death of the American system. And what will happen is that the entire world will convert. It's almost like he describes in religious terminology. There will be a conversion to not just an Americanist order. The prevalence of the Pax Americana, he says, is just the preparation for the new phase. He says basically the snake will shed its skin and we'll find out that, oh, actually, the real government of the world is this global technocratic government that was intended to pop out of the snake skin the whole time. He says it is, in fact, the usury debt-based hyper predatory bubble economy that was inflated on purpose to collapse. He's saying that the existing market as it is, the dollar-based market, is intended to collapse, and its collapse will destroy the United States. And he's saying that it's this way on purpose. So people don't get this. They think that, well, the world's run by a bunch of greedy people, and they just want to make money. Yeah, but they don't need the money anymore. So they control the money printing. They don't need the money. He says that since everyone is a slave now, this is his words, to a debt-based system that you can never get out of, the system is intended to self-destruct so that everyone can then be forced into a new system. So a lot of people don't understand this. That's a military technique, too, to destroy the existing system on purpose to bring in a new system. People don't understand that people would want to destroy what exists. Okay, this is all slated to go away. And you've heard Alex saying this a lot recently. That's because these people have been saying it for decades. There's a whole book right here on this saying we will destroy the existing capitalist system. And he's a capitalist, okay? Jacques Attali is a hyper-capitalist in the sense of a hyper-democratic technocrat. So that just translates into that. That's what he means by that, okay? So this is not really about capitalism. It's about technocracy. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get into really crazy stuff with nanotech.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Media platforms, my website kind of undergoing some restructuring right now. But we were talking about Jacques Attali's book, Brief History of the Future, and we were going to the chapters where he's talking about the intentional self-destruction of the U.S. And then he says that what will then come into play in the 2030 to 2050 period will be the rise of the importance of nanotech. Nanotech will be crucial to erecting this new system. This is what they're bringing in. Where now everything will be basically watched and eyed at all times by bots and nanotech within you watching you. He says these will be called watchers. And the watchers are going to keep track of everything that you do for insurance purposes, health purposes, data purposes. He makes a big deal about big tech and insurance having a role in this. And insurance and healthcare, he says, will be the key way in which this new world order, his terminology, this new world order will come into play. So what have we seen in the last 2 years? The importance of healthcare in the rise of the New World Order. We've seen now, as we covered with that recent transhumanist document from the British Ministry of Defense and from the German government, the idea that now the body is a security threat. So biosecurity is now what has resulted from the last 2 years of nonsense and psyops. And that is all for this long-term goal of making human beings themselves now the global security threat. It's the human beings that are the pollutants. Carbon-based life forms, the pollutants. And he says that the healthcare system will be the system by which the technocracy will come to power and will determine who lives and who dies. The health system, he says, will function as an all-seeing eye to control, especially via nanotech, and even clothing, he says, will be nanofibers. You won't be able to escape this. He says that there will be a total control of all areas. This is the next level dystopia. He says there won't be such a thing as celebrity culture. All of that will go away in the next few decades. He said everyone will police because their life will basically be dependent upon following these technocratic AI dictates. If you violate the dictates, you won't get health care. You won't get access to the services that you need to survive. He says that blood will become nano blood, smart blood. And he says that really the idea of freedom won't even matter anymore because nobody's actually free anyway. And the elite have the right and the authority to determine what freedom means. So they are the high priests of evolution. They're the progenitors of this view. And he says that ultimately the existing system will eat itself, fall apart, and people will just accept this as the new normal. They will accept solitude. That's what he says. He says solitude will become the new normal. Wow. What have we been prepared for in the last few years with being alone, solitude, accepting this? Just go get in your pod. He wrote this in 2006, and he's saying that in the future, you will be socially engineered and conditioned to accept loneliness, being atomized, solitude. And he says that they will do this through using big sports, global sports, and sex. The base passions will be the key to getting people to accepting their own self-destruction. He says that people will be turned into narcissists and they will be autistic. He says, which makes me think that they knew that they could cause autism on a mass level and that social media and these different things would cause people to be narcissists, which the tech heads, the people coming out of the tech companies in the last few years have admitted, oh, yeah, by the way, sorry, we made everybody into narcissistic spurgs who are crazy. We didn't mean to do that, but by the way, we did mean to do that. Sorry about that, by the way. Then this fascinating section where he talks about the market is a global brain like a golem creature that is made as an entity that isn't actually alive but will be like it's alive. I'm not joking. He says that. And he says that the United States will collapse. It'll be integrated into the system. And he says that one of the other key ways that we'll destroy the United States, he says this, is through sports. He says sports will be turned towards social engineering people to accept globalist ideas without even knowing it via the propaganda, the subliminals, and so forth, put into sports programming. What have we seen in the last several years of the Super Bowl ads, right? The propaganda, the programming present, and all this, the ridiculous professional sports nonsense, all of the promotion of the stabbies and the Kufid nonsense within sports. As the sports players all drop dead, nobody can figure out, well, I wonder why that's happening. Atali says that we will remove all notion, for example, of reproduction from sexuality. Sexuality will become a complete pleasure-based recreational activity. And this will lead to, ultimately, the notion of no longer, again, having fam. So the whole purpose of all of it, he says, is just to reduce population. That's it. Then he says that hopefully cloning technology will come into vogue and really work, and we can convince people to accept cloning technology such that the elite will achieve immortality. That's what he says. Basically, 209, 210, after we've destroyed everybody through degeneracy and toxic culture, then we can come roll out the clones. I'm not saying that I know if that's true or not. That's what he says. He says, hopefully by then, right, cloning will work. It'll be sufficiently advanced enough that it will work. And then he says, now we got to be prepared because, writing to his fellow, you know, travelers, fellow elites, we got to be prepared because there's going to be a reaction to this. Not everybody's going to want this or go along with this. So a lot of people are going to say, hey, globalism is destructive, and it's destructive not just to countries, but to the whole human race. He says, yes, they're right. And so we have to be ready for their counter-revolution. And he says that entities like Christianity and Western religion especially are going to be the main source of counter-reaction revolution to our revolution. That's what he says. He says, get ready because there's a chance, there's a danger that America could repent and become a Christian country. That's what he says. He says, that's my main concern, is that when people figure this out, they will turn to Christianity, and then we will have to deal with a battle for the soul of the West as people accept Christianity. He says, but we're going to have to deploy nanotech, GMO, and all sorts of next level weaponry to take down and target this reaction. He says, I do not think that the reaction on the part of people who finally figure out what's going on will be enough. He says, I think we're going to win in the long run. But he speaks of this as a battle for the future. Do you understand that? The brief history of the future is about who will control the future. And he says, if he's speaking to his elite, if we play our cards right, then we will eventually get the order that we're looking for, which he says is a transhumanist vanguard. He says the transhumanists today are the vanguard, the tip of the spear, the front line of the New World Order. He's got a whole chapter on that. That's the title. That's what that chapter is called. The vanguard of hyper-democracy are the transhumanists. And he says that we are leading the fight. It's almost like he's using the terminology that Alex uses, right? The tip of the spear, we're the front line in this battle. And he's saying that the transhumanists are the front line of this battle. And he says that we will continue to use NGOs, deep state apparatus, to continue to work towards this mass depopulation exercise. Just think how evil, how satanic this is, that they have to control and kill most of the world to bring in their anti-human agenda. Everybody's going to be crowded into the megacities. And he says that we may even have to hopefully unleash something like gray goo or black goo, nanotech. He says this to wipe out the people that don't go along in some sort of genetic specific bio-release. And he says that if we can get this through, what will happen is we'll eventually have the global brain, which he calls a collective golem. That's his word. And then he says that hopefully maybe it'll even become conscious. The global brain might become active, but by then everybody will be assimilated into the Borg, like Star Trek. He says then we can have a utopia where there will be no more war. So there you go. The whole book is literally echoing and saying the very same things that Klaus says in his Fourth Industrial Revolution. This book was written in 2006 by the Kissinger of France. Almost, 15, 16 years prior to all of the CUFID nonsense, which has done the very things that Attali says it would do, that we would engineer the future civilization to accept being alone, living in the megacity pods, and dying. Get in your pod, eat the bugs, and just die. That's what he says. Because if you don't...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.